Tuesday. Lesson 2. Hydrogen, electron, orbit, radii, and energy levels. What do these numbers mean? If two specific integers can be used in a simple equation to predict the fact that hydrogen will produce red light of wavelength 652 nanometers, and the same can be done for the three other wavelengths hydrogen produces when energized, what does that tell us about the atom? Bohr thought it meant three things. 1. Only orbits of certain radii, corresponding to certain definite energies, are permitted for the electron in a hydrogen atom. Subpoint A. An electron in a permitted orbit will not lose energy, and therefore be pulled into the nucleus. Subpoint B. As the electron changes from one permitted orbit to another, it will absorb or emit energy. Mark closely what Bohr is saying. Summarize the first point on the next page. Pause. Check your answer below. Before you move on, speculate as to how Bohr's model explains the fact that hydrogen gas emits a line spectrum rather than a continuous spectrum. Just checking. Would you expect an electron orbiting closer to the nucleus to have less energy or more energy than an electron orbiting further from the nucleus? Summary of the first point of Bohr's model. In the hydrogen atom, an electron can be orbiting at specific distances, but can't orbit between those distances. For example, it's permitted to orbit 10, 8, or 3 angstroms away from the nucleus, but for some reason, it's impossible for the electron to orbit 7 angstroms away from the nucleus. If it did, it would fall into the 8 angstrom orbit, or fall back to the 3 angstrom orbit. 2. An electron in the 10 angstrom orbit will have a specific amount of energy, while if it fell to the 8 or the 3 angstrom orbit, it would have two different specific amounts of energy. Continue to read and annotate. Bohr took the three equations, E equals h nu, 1 over lambda equals r sub h times 1 over n 1 squared minus 1 over n 2 squared, and nu equals c over lambda, and rearrange them to form the equation E equals negative h c times r sub h times 1 over n squared. To calculate the energy possessed by an electron at different radiuses. Go on, try it yourself. It's very fun and is totally within your ability. Footnote. A general and badly worded but still helpful hint, use the third equation to solve for lambda, then use the first equation to solve for nu, then plug the results into the second equation to relate E to the right half. What does this long equation mean? Look, notice those three constants, h, Planck's constant, c, the speed of light, and r sub h, Rydberg's constant, and of course, as usual, indicate some integer number, take your pick. Now, things get a bit more solid. N refers to some number. It's the same sort of n from the Rydberg equation. Try solving this equation using 1 through 7 for n. Don't calculate it unless you want to. Just set it up. Fill in your value for n squared below. If n equals 1, n equals 2, etc. Now, do some brief analysis. Which value for n, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, has the lowest energy? The highest? Remember the negative sign? Big negative numbers are smaller than medium negative numbers. You'll have to pay attention for that. Footnote, for example, negative 2300 is less than negative 49, even though 2300 is a bigger number than 49. Bohr said that these values for n, and you can keep calculating them for n past 7, correspond to distance from the nucleus. In other words, as an electron is further from the nucleus, it must have more energy, a less negative e. However, if n continues to get larger, you can try this by plugging in a big number. Try 223.8093 for n. The energy of the electron becomes infinitesimally small. If, in theory, the electron was infinitely far from the nucleus, try theoretically plugging in infinite for n, its energy would be zero. N signifies some kind of energy level for the electron. It corresponds to the electron's distance from the nucleus, and seems to indicate that the electrons only can have distinct quantities of energy corresponding to whole numbers. For instance, the electron can't gain 0.1 n worth of energy, but only one whole n of energy at a time. We call n the principal quantum number. Let's take our heads out of this problem and turn to another. 1. Does the energy of the electron go up or down when it moves from the n equals 3 level to the n equals 7 level? I.e., does it emit, release, or absorb, or gain energy? Consider the electron to be the system. In this process, does it release energy into its surroundings, or does it absorb energy from its surroundings? So, if an electron moves further away from the nucleus, for instance, from the n equals 3 to the n equals 7 level, is it an endothermic or an exothermic process? You're doing great. I hope this was fun. Take some time now and write. What have you learned about the structure of atoms, about the behavior of electrons around the nucleus? Write 4 sentences. Try to be concise, but all-inclusive. What do the line spectrum data emitted by hydrogen atoms have to do with Bohr's model of the atom and the electron? Why does hydrogen only emit some of the colors of the rainbow, instead of all colors, like most glowing substances?